Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, Gardaí have launched a murder investigation into the deaths of Tadhg Farrell and his 60-year-old grandaunt Mary Holt in a fire at a house in County Offaly on Saturday evening. A second woman was seriously injured and is receiving treatment at the Midland Regional Hospital, currently in Tullamore. And News Talk's reporter Kyle Butler joins us now. Kyle, you were in Edenderry yesterday. Please bring us up to speed with what has been an absolutely tragic case.
Certainly is. It is a tragic story, Kira. So yeah, I was down in Edenderry yesterday on a muggy, wet Sunday afternoon. Look, Gardaí are continuing a murder investigation this morning into what they describe as a deliberate, callous and murderous attack on a home in Castleview in Edenderry in County Offaly. Now, 2 people died in the fire. So there was 6-year-old Mary Holt, who worked locally in a nursing home, and 4-year-old little Tadhg Farrell. And this really is a devastating story. Now, it's understood Mary was Tadhg's grandaunt, and the remains were removed from the scene yesterday. And when I was there yesterday, when that was happening, the family members were also present at that time. Now, I was in Castleview Park, as I mentioned. The atmosphere, it was extremely quiet. This is a residential estate in rural Ireland. And I know Edenderry, it's only down the road, but it is a very much a tight-knit community. Neighbours lined the streets. Many were holding flowers, which were placed near the Garda cordon. People just stood in silence, Kira, just visibly shocked at what happened. Now, just a bit more information about it. So it's understood that by the time the fire crews arrived on Saturday evening, the flames had already engulfed the property and it was too late. Now, despite the efforts of emergency services, both victims were pronounced dead at the scene.
And I know, Kyle, you were also speaking with the guards.
I was indeed. I was speaking with the guards. So look, just the latest update that we have as of this morning. So the house remained sealed off yesterday evening. Gardaí had technical teams examining the property throughout the day, but it's not yet confirmed if it is still sealed off this morning. So we will wait to see more information on that. Now, separately as well, to do with the incident, though, a second woman aged in her 50s is being treated in the Midland Hospital for serious injuries. Now, Gardaí have not confirmed whether she is related to Mary or little Tadhg. Now, postmortems on both victims took place yesterday at the Midlands Regional Hospital in Tullamore, carried out by Assistant State Pathologist Margot Bolster. The findings will, of course, assist Gardaí in determining the course of their investigation. But it is important to note this is a live investigation. It's early in the morning. We will hope to find out more information as the morning progresses. But look, as I mentioned, it's a full investigation being led from an incident room in Tullamore Garda Station under senior investigating officers. And I suppose here the focus this morning for Gardaí is appealing for witnesses. They're going door to door. They're trying to find out information as they can as the morning progresses, particularly CCTV dashcam footage, which may help in the course of their investigation.
News Talk's reporter Kyle Butler, thank you very much for joining us. We're also joined this morning by Fergus MacDonald, Independent Ireland Councillor for Edenderry. Good morning to you, Fergus. I have no doubt that the community is shocked.
Good morning, Kira. Yes, indeed. I mean, it's unbelievable what has happened and unfolded here Saturday evening in Edenderry. You know, as Kyle said, a very tight-knit estate, you know, 48 houses in it, quite close to all the schools. It's a through route for a lot of the schools because there's, I think, 6 schools in close proximity to it, plus the local nursing home where Mary worked, and it's only a 3-minute walk from her door. And the fact that this would happen in the way it happened is unbelievable. People just can't comprehend it, Kira.
I'm sure, Fergus. And you knew the family.
I did. I lived just literally 100 yards on the opposite side of the road there for 20 years. I literally moved into HSN State back to my home place here a number of years ago. But I would know all the families personally, and I worked that area actively to try and bring about improvements as a public rep, as public reps do. And certainly this is something that, you know, it's just not for the area, not of the people of the area.
No, I have no doubt about it. And the people in the area, how are they responding? Will there be, I suppose, something to mark this awful event, Fergus?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are waiting, kind of. We're leaving, giving the lead, obviously, Kira, to the Gardaí for them to conclude their work. And I'm going over there now in a few minutes because I'm literally only a 3-minute walk from it. And I'm hoping that, if it's possible at all, that the cordon would be released, because it's a truth, as I said. There's five schools in close proximity to us that school transport and will use that route access through the estate, right in front of the house that was in question, on a daily basis going to school. Okay. Excuse me. So, you know, people will wait until the Gardaí have done their work. And I, like everybody else, would appeal to anyone who has any information,
sure,
to support the Gardaí by contacting Edenderry or Tullamore Gardaí stations, or making themselves known to Gardaí, who are certainly on the ground here in big numbers to try and bring this. I mean, you know, the fact that a double murder really is what has happened in Edenderry. Mm-hmm. And that's unreal.
All right.
It's something you'd see on television.
Fergus, yeah. Fergus, look, thank you for joining us this morning. That is Fergus MacDonald there, Independent Ireland, councillor for Edenderry.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.